You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 80, Anathema. Today's challenge. The Catholic Church holds all Protestants are damned. The Council of Trent contains many canons saying that if someone endorses a particular Protestant belief, let him be anathema, that is, damned by God. Today's defense. This fundamentally misunderstands what an anathema was. It reads a non-Catholic understanding of the term into Catholic documents. In church documents, the term anathema does not mean damned by God. It refers to a form of excommunication that used to be practiced. When a person was excommunicated by anathema, a series of procedures had to be followed, including the local bishop warning the person that he was committing a grave ecclesiastical crime and imperiling his soul. If he failed to repent, an ecclesiastical court would try and convict him. Then the bishop would hold a public ceremony in which he was excommunicated. Compare 1 Corinthians 5, 1-5 and 1 Timothy 1, verse 20. If he later repented, the bishop would perform another public ceremony, lift the excommunication, and welcome him back. Compare 2 Corinthians 2, verses 6-8. When Trent used the formula, let him be anathema, it indicated bishops could apply this form of excommunication to Catholics in their flocks who committed certain offenses. The penalty did not take effect automatically, thus it never applied globally to Protestants. Not only were Protestants not subjects of Catholic bishops, the bishops had better things to do than conduct endless court procedures and ceremonies concerning people who were not even part of the Catholic community. In practice, the penalty of anathema was imposed rarely and only on those who continued to assert their Catholic identity. Eventually, it became so infrequent that it was abolished and does not exist today. The current 1983 Code of Canon Law does not contain the penalty of anathema, and it abrogates all penalties it does not contain. See Canon 6. Excommunication still exists and is still applied if a Catholic embraces a heresy, Canons 751 and 1364. However, the form of excommunication known as anathema no longer exists. But even when it did, anathema did not judge the state of a person's soul, something only God knows. It was a disciplinary measure intended to protect the Catholic community and to wake a Catholic up to the spiritual danger he was in.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.